either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
No technology on this earth can stop the movement of time. Yet look at the Nizam of Allah. When Allah came unto protection, that youngster, 15-year-old youngster, that went into the cave at the age of 15 and slept away, 309 years later, that youngster wakes up and comes out of the cave. His age is not 324, his age is still 15. The clock was ticking outside the cave. Allah's amar and order was at the mouth of the cave, the clock must stop ticking. Awwal laysa qablahu shay, he is the first, before him there is nothing. Akhir laysa ba'dahu shay, he is the last, after him there is nothing. Zahir laysa fawqahu shay, batin laysa dunahu shay, he is the apparent, above him there is nothing, beneath him there is nothing, concealed from him there is nothing. Aynama tuwallu fathamma wajhullah, turn in any direction and you will find Allah. Awwal bila bidaya, he is the first without a beginning. Akhir bila nihaya, he is the last without an ending. Awwal bila makan, Allah is the first not confined to space. Akhir bila zaman, Allah is the last not confined to time. Time and space are the creation of Allah. One controller, one maker, one nourisher. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath the earth, every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe belongs to Allah. It moves when Allah wants it to move. Just as the creation needs Allah to come into existence, in the same way Allah's qasam to benefit or harm or move or stop moving, the creation still needs Allah. The entire creation, لا يملكون لأنفسهم ضر ولا نفع ولا يملكون موت ولا حياة ولا نشورا, cannot benefit, cannot harm, cannot give life, cannot give death, cannot resurrect. One Allah is doing, that shop is not providing, the degrees are not doing, the job is not doing. To think that my sustenance is coming from the shop, Allah's qasam, is to make shirk with Allah. That is why one pious person said, if the sky had to become copper and the earth had to become lead, so that not one drop of rainwater falls and not one grain grows from this ground, and for one second I have to doubt that where is my sustenance going to come from, then I have become a mushrik. We haven't understood La ilaha illallah. The tongue is saying La ilaha illallah. The heart is not saying La ilaha illallah. Ma sha Allahu kan, kama sha kan, fil waqti alladhi sha, ala alwajhi alladhi sha, min ghayri ziyada, wala nuqsan, wala taqaddum, wala ta'akhur, wama lam yasha, lam yakun. That happens which Allah wants to happen. It will happen in the time Allah wants. It will happen in the manner Allah wants. It will not happen more than that which Allah wants. It will not happen less than that which Allah wants. It will not happen before Allah wants. It will not happen after Allah wants. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَىٰ لَمْ يَكُنْ. And that which Allah doesn't want, all the forces of this earth can get together. Allah's qasam, it will not happen. This is La ilaha illallah. That atom bomb, if Allah's mashiyat is there, will be a bomb. If Allah's mashiyat is not there, between that bomb and a stone is no difference. That shop, if Allah's mashiyat is there, it will provide for you. If Allah's mashiyat is not there, between that shop and a piece of paper, there is no difference. So much we have to say this. So much we have to invite to Allah. So much we have to speak about Allah and negate the ghayr of Allah, that in everything we only see Allah. This was maqsad of every Nabi of Allah. And they didn't do it for one day, and 5 days, and 10 days. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا Nuh alayhi salam says, O my Rabb, O my Allah, I gave da'wah to my people. I call my people Laylo wa Nahara. Day and night, not for 40 days, and not for 4 months. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا 950 years, Laylo wa Nahara, one work. Inviting, giving da'wah to Allah, to the greatness of Allah, to the kibriyai of Allah, to the majesty of Allah, until it is only Allah. Utlubani tajidani, O my slave, search for me. Allah says, search for me. What does it mean, search for Allah? Take the ghair of Allah out of this heart. The kalima starts with la, with negation, that there is no system, there is no health, there is no sickness, there is no life, there is no death. La ilaha. Negate everything. To this extent, ulama explained that till you don't negate yourself also, you haven't brought iman. That la ilaha, I also can't do. I also can't see. I also can't hear. Illallah, except with the permission of one Allah. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَاهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَاهُ He is the ilah of the heavens and He is the ilah of the earth. Every Nabi of Allah, this was his job. And this culminated upon Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a Nabi. We haven't understood the value, what it means to be in this ummah, my respected brothers. Such a Nabi, on no other Nabi did Allah Ta'ala take qasam of his risalat in the Qur'an. Yasin wal Qur'an al Hakim, innaka laminal mursaleen. By the qasam of the Qur'an al Hakim, you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam are the Rasul of Allah. On no other Nabi did Allah take qasam on his speech. Waqeelihi, by the qasam of the speech of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On no other Nabi did Allah take qasam on his life. La'amruk, by the qasam of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On no other Nabi did Allah take qasam on the land in which he lived. La uqsimu bihadha al-balad wa anta hillum bihadha al-balad, by the qasam of the land of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, they insulted them. Inna la naraka fi safaha, we can see you are a stupid person. A'udhu billah. Inna la naraka fi dalala, we can see you are a deviated person. Other Anbiya were insulted. In the defense which they put forward against these insults, they had to defend themselves. Allah mentions the defense which the Nabi himself put forward in the Quran. Qala, he said, that Nabi said, Ya Qawm, laysa bi dalala, O my people, I am not a deviated person. Qala, Ya Qawm, laysa bi safaha, he said, O my people, I am not a foolish person. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also insulted. They called him a poet. They called him a magician. They called him, na'uzu billah, a madman. Yet Allah didn't wait for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to defend himself. Allah himself sent down the defense of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Quran himself. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَا تُبْصِرُونَ وَمَا لَا تُبْصِرُونَ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنٍ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ My Nabi is not a poet. My Nabi is not a magician. He is my Nabi. This is revelation from me. Noon wal-qalam wa ma yasturun ma anta bi-ni'mati rabbika bi-majnoon. By the qasam of the pen and that which it writes, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not a madman. Allah sends down the defense of His Nabi Himself. Such maqam, such status, Majma'u Zawaid riwayat, on the Miraj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he addresses Allah, O my Allah, Alanta li Dawood al-Hadid, you softened lead for Dawood alayhi salam. Ahyaita li Sulaiman al-Riyaha wa shayateen, O my Allah, you subjugated the winds and the shayateen to Sulaiman alayhi salam. Kallamta li Musa takleema, O my Allah, you spoke directly to Musa alayhi salam. Ahyaita li Isa al-Mawta, O my Allah, you brought the dead to life for Isa alayhi salam. فَمَاذَا جَعَلْتَ لِي O my Allah, what have you kept for me? Allah Ta'ala addresses him, أَوَلَيْسَ قَدْ أَعْتَيْتُكَ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ O my Nabi, haven't I given you better than all this? أَمَّا أَنْتَ فَحَبِيبُ اللَّهِ You are the beloved of Allah. You are the beloved of Allah. وَأَلَّا ذُكِرْتَ إِلَّا ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي And from now till Qiyamah, My name will not be taken, but your name will be taken with my name. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And look at the cognizance, look at the riayat of this Allah has kept in His Quran. When Allah speaks about iman, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, aminu billahi wa rasulihi. Bring iman on Allah and His Rasul. When Allah speaks of kufr, kafaru billahi wa rasulihi. When Allah speaks of disobedience, wa may yasi Allaha wa rasul. When Allah speaks of obedience, wa may yuti'i Allaha wa rasul. When Allah speaks of His pleasure, wallahu wa rasuluhu ahaqqu an yurdu. When Allah speaks of declaration of hajj, Adhanum minallahi wa rasulihi. When Allah speaks of bara'at, bara'atum minallahi wa rasulihi. When Allah speaks of enmity, wa may yuhadidillaha wa rasul, wa may yushaqiqillaha wa rasul. When Allah declares war on those who will persevere in interest, fa'adhanu biharbim minallahi wa rasulihi. Istajibu lillahi wali rasulihi. Allah dhukirt, illa dhukirt amai. From now till Qiyamah, my name will not be taken, but Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's name will be taken with my name. Such a Nabi. And what did he say? He said, make 5 times salah, and Allah will make your livelihood easy for you. And what is the position of his ummah? That doctor, whose science is defective, understand the science of medicine is defective. It is not a constant science, it is changing all the time. It changes. That's why one person from America, one specialist, he was in Jamaat with us. He was telling us about how the lessons take place in the university. He says for the first 10 minutes, they show a cartoon in the medical university. They show a cartoon and everybody has a good laugh. The contents of that cartoon are, in this particular field of medicine, 10 years ago what our opinion was. They all have a good laugh at what they thought was correct 10 years ago. So he says, how could I give credibility to what they are teaching me now when I know that 10 years from now, those students are going to laugh at what they are telling me today? It changes, it's constant. It's not constant. The science of medicine is defective. Insan himself is defective. His intellect is puny. His knowledge is based on his senses, his sight, his hearing, and he makes mistakes. They say seeing is believing, and seeing is not believing also. The eyes play tricks. That doctor whose science is defective, who himself he is defective, uses instruments which are defective, instruments make mistakes, And he tells that so-called millionaire that, Janab, you have got sugar diabetes. That scrumptious, luscious piece of cake is in front of him. He's got 100 people working for him. It's the dead of night, no one can stop him. Yet his hand won't go close to that piece of cake also. Why? The doctor Saab told me I can't have it. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. Not one word of lie ever passed from his lips. Said, make your 5 times daily salah and Allah will make your livelihood easy for you. Rozi ko khinchne wali cheez namaz hai. The thing that will draw your livelihood is salah. Juma time, the masjid is packed. Ask the person when he's leaving after Juma namaz that, bhai, next week Juma you're coming back for? You say, what a question you're asking. Of course. Are you insulting me? Then ask him softly that, bhai, Asr salah you're coming back for? He'll say, inshallah. Inshallah I'm coming. What suits us in deen, we have taken. And what doesn't suit us, we have left it behind. Like one of our elders gives the example of how we have cut up this deen. This one person had a long pants, his pants was a little bit too long. So he went to his wife and he told her, you know what, just cut it 1 or 2 inches, make it 1 or 2 inches shorter. She says, what do you think, I'm your servant. I've got no other work to do. Go and ask someone else. So he didn't come right with his wife, then he goes to his mother. So his mother says, all my life I brought you up and I got you married for what, so that you can still trouble me. Go and ask your wife to do it for you. So he didn't come right with his mother, he went to his sister. His sister told him, what you got a wife for? You're coming and troubling me. So he gave up, took his pants, hung it up, put his lungi on and went to sleep. Little while the conscience of the wife pricked her. After all, he only asked me to shorten his pants, 5 minutes job. And he's my husband after all. So she took it and she cut off a few inches. Then the mother thought, a mother's love for a child, how could I have told him no? I told him to go to his wife. So she went, she took the pants and she cut off a few inches. Then the sister said, thought to herself, it was my brother, so many things he did for me. Why, how I spoke so rudely to him? So she went and took the pants and she cut off a few inches. So when he woke up from a long pants, he found he had a short pants on. This is what we have done to deen, my respected brothers. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ Allah says, will you only believe on portion of the book and leave what doesn't suit you? فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا Those of you who will do this, who will subject this deen to your logic, who will subject this deen to your logic, Allah says, we will disgrace you in this dunya. We will disgrace you in this dunya. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ And on the day of judgment, we will return you to a terrible punishment. We have made a mockery of deen. When we have not made the effort of iman to establish Allah's greatness in this heart. Asr time, the masjid is empty. And the tragedy, irony of it is, what is stopping them from the masjid? 99% of the case, it is the same livelihood that is stopping them from the masjid. Allah says, come to the masjid, I will give you your livelihood. We say that, oh Allah, if I come to the masjid, how am I going to get my livelihood? One is, when the tongue says, La ilaha illallah, in the qabr, the question will not be to the tongue, the question will be to the heart. If you put music on a cassette, you can press play from now till Qiyamah, Qiraat will not come out from that cassette. It will play music. This heart is so filled with the ghair of Allah, so filled with the azmat, with the greatness of things, that the value for the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has come out of our lives. And yet, what is Allah's greatness? Ajeeb. O my Sahaba, do you know the distance between the heavens and the earth? In one voice they said, Allahu wa Rasulu A'lam. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Bainahuma masiratu khamsimiyati sana. From the earth to the first heaven is a distance of 500 years. Not our years. Wa inna yawman inda rabbika ka alfi sanatin mimma ta'uddun. One day by your Rabb is 1,000 years of this life. Wa min kulli sama'in ila sama' masiratu khamsimiyati sana. From the first to the second, second to the third, third to the fourth, fourth to the fifth, fifth to the sixth, sixth to the seventh. Between each heaven is a distance of 500 years. وَفَوْقَ السَّمَاءِ السَّابِعَ بَحْرٌ بَيْنَ أَسْفَلِهِ وَعَلَاهُ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِمِائَةِ سَنَةٍ. Above the seventh heaven is a sea. From the top to the bottom of that sea is another 500 years. ثُمَّ فَوْقَ ذَلِكَ الثَّمَانِيَةُ أَوْعَالٍ. Above that are 8 angels. وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ. Nabi sallallahu Allah ta'ala says, 8 angels are holding aloft the arsh of Allah. These angels are shaped like mountain goats, not your goats. بَيْنَ رُكَبِهِنَّ وَأَذْلَافِهِنَّ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِمِيَةِ سَنَةٍ. From the knee to the hoof, from the knee to the ankle of these angels is a distance of 500 years. Muslim Sharif riwayat, أُذِنَ لِي أَنْ أُحَدِّثَ عَنْ مَلَكٍ مِّن مَلَائِكَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْ حَمَلَةِ الْعَرْشِ أَنَّمَا بَيْنَ شَحْمَةِ أُذُنِهِ إِلَىٰ عَاتِقِهِ مَسِيرَةُ السَّبْعِمِيَةِ سَنَةٍ. Allah gave me permission to tell you of one angel that is holding aloft the arsh of Allah. From the earlobe to the neck is a distance, normal person 5 centimeters, in that angel 700 years. ثُمَّ عَلَىٰ ذُهُورِهِمُ الْعَرْشِ. And then on their backs is the arsh of Allah. From one leg of the arsh to the next leg is a distance of 50,000 years. And then is Allah, whose azmat, whose kibriyai, whose jalal is such that all this is like one zarra, one grain in front of Allah. One sahabi comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Majma'u Zawaid riwayat. Inshallah, the tent won't fall down. Let us not get distracted by other things, my respected brothers. The azmat and the greatness of Allah has to be in the heart. Majma'u Zawaid riwayat, he comes and asks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هَلْ اِحْتَجَبَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ عَنْ خَلْقِهِ بِشَيْءٍ غَيْرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Ajeeb. He says, O Nabi of Allah, the earth, first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, fifth heaven, sixth heaven, seventh heaven, then the arsh, and then is Allah. Is there anything else that is between us and Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, Naam, yes. بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ الَّذِينَ حَوْلَ الْعَرْشِ سَبْعُونَ حِجَابًا مِّن نُورٍ وَسَبْعُونَ حِجَابًا مِّن نَارٍ وَسَبْعُونَ حِجَابًا مِّن رَفَارِفِ السُّنْدُسِ وَسَبْعُونَ حِجَابًا مِّن رَفَارِفِ الْإِسْتَبْرَقِ وَسَبْعُونَ حِجَابًا مِّن دُرٍّ أَبْيَضٍ وَسَبْعُونَ حِجَابًا مِّن دُرٍّ أَخْضَرٍ وَسَبْعُونَ حِجَابًا مِّن دُرٍّ أَحْمَرٍ وَسَبْعُونَ حِجَابًا مِّن دُرٍّ أَصْفَرٍ وَسَبْعُونَ حِجَابًا مِّن ضِيَاءٍ اسْتَضَاءَهَا مِنْ ضَوْءِ النُّورِ وَالنَّارِ وسبعون حجابا من ماء وسبعون حجابا من ثلج وسبعون حجابا من غمام وسبعون حجابا من ظلمة وسبعون حجابا من عظمة الله التي لا توصف. Beyond the arsh is 70 veils of light, 70 veils of darkness, 70 veils of coarse silk, 70 veils of fine silk, 70 veils of white pearl, 70 veils of red pearl, 70 veils of green pearl, 70 veils of yellow pearl, 70 veils of a mixture between fire and light, 70 veils of darkness, 70 veils of ice, 70 veils of cloud, 70 veils of hail, and 70 veils of Allah's azmat which can never be described. But yet ulama say, walakin فوقيته لا تزيده بعدا عن خلقه وهو أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد. The فوقيت of Allah does not distance Him from His slaves. He is still closer to you than your jugular vein. The sifat of abdiyat, that we are the slaves of Allah, the izhar and the zuhur of it is in salah. If you want to know how much Allah has come into this heart, Then they say, if you want to know what is in this heart, say Allahu Akbar and start namaz. Then you will know what is in the heart. The shop, the job, the degree, this, that. Like a room that is dark, switch the light on, you'll be able to see what is in the room. Exactly the same way, if you want to see what is in this heart, say Allahu Akbar. Such a gift Allah has given us, Muslim Sharif riwayat, قَسَمْتُ الصَّلَاةَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَوَدِي. That Allah says, when my slave stands in front of me, in salah, and he says, Allahu Akbar, he says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, who is the Rabb of every alam. Allah himself replies to him. The banda stands up in salah, and he says, Allahu Akbar. Every veil, every boundary, every hail, every distance, every obstacle between him and his Allah drops. Allah is directly attentive to him. The windows of Jannah are open. The hoors are told, look at your husband. The malaika are told, this is that insan that you said will spread fitna and fasad on this earth. Look at what he is doing now. When he will go into sajda, وَإِنَّ السَّاجِدَ لَيَسْجُدُ فِي قَدَمَيِّ الرَّحْمَانِ. He is making sajda on the feet of Rahman. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَى رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. You cannot go closer to Allah than you are when you are in sajda. The slave says, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allah himself replies, Hamidani Abadi, my slave has praised me. Yet our salah has become such, we will stand in salah, say Allahu Akbar, Allah is directly attentive. We will read, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, praise is due to Allah, who is the Rabb of every alam. And not for one second does the thought of Allah come into the heart. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, owner of the day of judgment, Iyaka Na'budu, only you I worship, I am your slave, I belong to you, I don't belong to the wife, I don't belong to the shop, I don't belong to the degrees, I don't belong to this world, I am your slave, Iyaka Nasta'een, I only seek help from you, I only turn to you, the tongue is saying it, and not for 1 second is the thought of Allah in his heart. He goes into ruku, Allahu Akbar, Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim, glory be to my Allah, who is the greatest. And he doesn't even think about his Allah. Thinks about the shop, thinks about the job, thinks about the degrees, thinks about the wife, thinks about the children. And that Allah who doesn't need him. Allah calls out, Yabna Adam, Yabna Adam, ila man taltafit, ila man huwa khayrun minni. O my slave, O my banda, to whom have you turned your attention to? To something that is better than your Allah? So merciful. مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ إِلَّا وَالْبَحْرُ تَسْتَأْذِنُ رَبَّهُ فِي أَنْ يُغْرِقَ ابْنَ آدَمْ. Not a day passes, but the sea seeks permission from Allah. Let us drown this insan. وَالْأَرْضُ تَسْتَأْذِنُ رَبَّهُ فِي أَنْ تَبْتَلِي ابْنَ آدَمْ. The earth seeks permission from Allah. Let us swallow up this insan. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ تَسْتَأْذِنُ رَبَّهُ. Ibn Kasir riwayat, the angels holding aloft the arsh of Allah are perpetually in tasbih. What tasbih? Four of them are saying, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, laka alhamdu ala afwika ba'da qudratik. Glory be to you, O my Allah. Praise be to you. How forgiving you are over this insan when you have qudrat over him. And the other four are making tasbih. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, laka alhamdu ala hilmika ba'da ilmik. Glory be to you, O my Allah. Glory be to you, praise be to you, how tolerant you are of this insan when you know what he is doing. This heart has to become the arsh of Allah. Hadith-e-Qudsi, Allah says, my greatness, My majesty, my kibriya is such that the seven heavens and the seven earths cannot contain me. But I have created the capacity in the heart of a mu'min slave that this heart can contain me. This heart is for Allah. That dish which we eat from, we want that to be clean. My clothes must be clean. My furniture must be clean. My toilet must be clean also. My body must be clean. But that heart, which is the maskan of Allah, that heart in which Allah is going to come, and that heart which belongs to Allah, we have filthied it and blackened it with looking at haram, listening to haram, speaking haram, filled it with the love of this dunya and the love of the ghair of Allah. What greater zulm is there than this? What greater zulm is there than this? We have taken, today, dawat of onions is being given. That person selling onions and tomatoes is giving dawat to onions and tomatoes. Ask the textile person, speak about your business, 1 hour he'll talk about his business. Ask the shopkeeper, talk about your shop, 1 hour he'll talk about his shop. Ask the housewife, talk about your home, 1 hour she'll talk about her home. Ask this mu'min, ask this ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speak about your Allah. Or he says, mujhe sharam aate hai. It embarrasses me. I can't speak about my Allah. That tongue which for 5 minutes can't move in the greatness of Allah, when is that body ever going to move in the obedience of Allah? That heart which does not beat with the love of Allah, that heart which does not beat with the love of Allah, when is that body going to lay itself down for the, when is that body going to lay itself down for Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is told, "Inna arsalnaka shahido wa mubashiro wa nadira wa da'iyan ilallahi bi idnihi wa sirajan munira." We have sent you. We have sent you as a witness, as a giver of glad tidings, as a warner, wa da'iyan ilallah, and as a caller to Allah. Dawat is maqsad of anbiya. Dawat, Allah's qasam, is the object of every ummati of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to speak so much about Allah, invite so much to Allah, that it is only Allah in this heart. Utlubni tajidni in wajadtani wajadta kulla shay. Search for me, look for me. If you have found me, you have found everything. If you have found Allah, jisne apne taluk Allah ke saath sahi kiya, Allah uske taluk sare makhlooq ke saath sahi karenge. That person who has corrected his relationship with Allah, Allah will correct his relationship with the entire creation. It is only one question, the slave and his Allah. Shop, job, degree, everything else is imtihan, it is a test. My living is for the honor of Allah. My dying is for the honor of Allah. I belong to Allah. So merciful, the angels say, give us permission, we will send down bolts of lightning and destroy him. Allah addresses them, in kana abadukum fashanukum bihi, if it is your slaves, then you may do what you want to do. Wa in kana abadi faminni wa ilayya abadi, and if it is my slaves, then it is between me and them. In atani laylan qabiltuhu wa in atani naharan qabiltuhu, if they will come back to me in the daytime, I will accept them. If they will come back to me in the night time, I will accept them. Man azamu minni judo wa karama, who is more generous than me? Who is more generous than your Allah? Ya ayyuhal insan ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem, O insan, what has put you into a deception about your Allah? You don't belong to the shop, you don't belong to the job, you don't belong to degrees. Ye dunya dhoka hai, this world is a deception, it has no value. It is a deception, its beauty is a deception, its attraction is a deception. You belong to Allah, beauty belongs to Allah, greatness belongs to Allah, kibriyai belongs to Allah, your living is for Allah, Allah is sufficient for you. Kafa billahi. Allah says, I am sufficient for you. I am sufficient as your helper. I am sufficient as your protector. I am sufficient as your overseer. I am sufficient as your witness. I am with you. Alaysallahu bikafin abada. Am I not sufficient for you? That you have to break my orders. Understand, my respected brothers, wealth in the obedience of Allah is wealth, and wealth in the disobedience of Allah, Allah's qasam, is poverty. It is poverty. Poverty in the obedience of Allah is wealth, and poverty in the disobedience of Allah is poverty. Iman demands hame Allah par mar mitna hai. We have to finish ourselves for Allah. And what Allah won't give us? Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going on Mi'raj, and he gets a beautiful fragrance. So he asks Jibreel, that, oh Jibreel, where is this fragrance coming from? Majma Uz-Zawaid Riwayat. He says, where is this fragrance coming from? Jibreel tells him that in the time of Fir'aun, Mashita bint Fir'aun, the one who used to comb the hair of Fir'aun's daughter, the slave girl of Fir'aun, one day the comb slips and she says, A'udhu Billah. Because Iman is not something that can be concealed. Iman demands that we have to finish ourselves for Allah. So Fir'aun's daughter says, are you saying there is another Allah besides my father? She says, Rabbi wa Rabbuka Allah, my Rabb and your Rabb and the Rabb of your father is Allah. Straight away the complaint goes to Fir'aun. Fir'aun calls her. She has two children, two girls, two daughters. One big daughter and one baby suckling. The big daughter is grabbed by her hair. One riwayat, it comes that she is slaughtered. Another riwayat, it comes a boiling cauldron pot is brought, filled up with oil, boiling. And this mother is told that give up your iman. Give up your iman or else your daughter is going to be fried in front of your eyes. Iman is not something, once it has entered into the heart, that will leave this heart. She says, you can do what you want to do. That girl is taken and thrown into the boiling oil. Easy to talk about, but like samosas are frying, to see one's own daughter frying in front of one's eyes. This mother remains firm. That zalim grabs the baby, suckling baby, out of the hands of the mother and flings the child into the boiling oil. Till the little baby, the smell of the burning flesh reaches the nose of the mother. Finally, she can't take it anymore. She's about to break. Allah removes the parda of the unseen and she sees the ruh of her little baby coming out saying, oh my mother, make sabr, we will meet in Jannah. When this happens, she gets more strength until she finally is thrown. Years later, on the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jibreel says, oh my beloved Nabi, the remains of that family, that is the fragrance that you are getting on your Mi'raj. The wife of Fir'aun, Asiya, seeing this, she realizes that no woman can be this hard-hearted that she will just sacrifice a child like this. There has to be something in this deen. Immediately, she says, "Amantu bi Rabbi Harun wa Musa." I have brought iman in the Rabb of Harun and Musa alayhi salam. This was a great blow to Fir'aun. He loved his wife. A queen. She was born a queen. She didn't have to lift a spoon in her life. One servant for her hair, one servant for her clothing, one servant for her shoes, one servant for her room, a servant for everything. She didn't have to do one thing. Fir'aun tries to give her lalach. How are you going to entice someone who has got everything? Finally, the zalim decides to torture his own wife. The description comes in various riwayats. A fire is lit. A metal slab is placed on top of that fire so that the metal will get hotter and hotter and hotter. And on that slab, a cross is placed. And she is placed on that cross, impaled on that cross. A nail is knocked into her head. a nail in each hand, a nail in each foot. So that the first person who tortured anybody through crucifixion was that Mal'oon Fir'aun. And he did it to his own wife. And this wasn't enough. He placed a rock on her chest so that the heat from the metal will slowly burn her back. The nails will cause the blood to seep out of her head and her hands and her feet. And the rock on the chest will press her against the fire that is coming from underneath. And like this, he mercilessly watched her suffer. So much she had given up for Allah, that Allah loved this qurbani, and Allah loved this sacrifice so much, that Allah did not mention it in a hadith, but Allah revealed His Quran on the qurbani of the wife of Fir'aun. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ. Allah says an example is being expounded to you of what is iman. Allah says the wife of Fir'aun. At this juncture we will pause, my respected brothers. We know we are running out of time. But think for 1 second. The beauty and the chastity of Islam. In the whole Quran you will not find the name of one woman mentioned. Why? Because aurat, woman, is concealment. In this is the protection of deen and the protection of society. Only one woman's name is mentioned in the Quran, and that also for a reason. Allah Himself made parda of the names of women. Allah didn't say Asiya, Allah said Imra'ata Fir'aun, wife of Fir'aun. When Allah speaks of kafir women also, Allah makes parda of their name. Imra'ata Nuh, Imra'ata Lut, wife of Nuh, wife of Lut. When Allah spoke of a woman who tried to make a Nabi make zina, her name also Allah made parda, Imra'atul Aziz. Only Maryam, her name, that is the only woman whose name is mentioned in the Quran, and that also for a reason. Dhalika Isa ibn Maryam. They said Isa is the son of Allah. So Allah says, no, Dhalika Isa ibn Maryam. Isa is the son of Maryam. Qawla al-haqq alladhi fihi yamtarun. This is the truth in which you are doubting. When Maryam alayhi salam's mother's name is mentioned, mother is mentioned, the name is not mentioned. Imra'atu Imran. When Allah makes parda of names of women, then how are we going to explain what a mockery we have made of the Mubarak and pure way of life of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he asks his daughter Fatima that what is the most precious thing to a woman? She says, oh my beloved father, the most precious thing to a woman is that no strange man should ever see her, nor should she ever see a strange man. When he hears this, he says, Fatima bint Muhammad, Fatima bint Muhammad, Fatima bint Muhammad. Fatima is definitely the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-haya wal-imanu qaranau jamia. Iman and haya are two inseparable entities. Idha rufi'a ahaduhuma rufi'a al-akhar. If one is not there, if haya is not there, if shame and modesty is not there, iman is not there. What we say, if I don't expose my daughter to society, how is she going to become cultured? How is she going to be make it? How is she going to feed herself? Die out of hunger, Allah's qasam, but don't break the order of Allah. Die out of hunger. لَمِيتَةٌ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to die in the obedience of Allah is better than living in his disobedience. Today the value of the order of Allah has come out of the ummah. That is why the janazah of his sunnahs and the janazah of his mubarak way of life is coming out of our homes. بے پرد بازاروں میں پھرنا نبی کے زندگی کے مذاق ہے. To walk openly in the bazaars is a mockery of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To run our businesses on interest is a mockery of the life of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was that qurbani? What was that sacrifice given for? This is what la ilaha illallah is. أن تحجزه عن محارم الله. Ikhlas of la ilaha illallah is that Allah's azmat comes so great in the heart that the idea of breaking the order of Allah comes out of the heart. I will die, but I will not break the order of Allah. This is iman. Tortures her till she can't take it. Then she makes dua. إذ قالت رَبِّ بِنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. She says, oh my Allah, build for me a home in Jannah. ونجني من فرعون وعمله ونجني من القوم الظالمين. And save me from Fir'aun and save me from the zulm. Till she can't take the pain anymore. When she's about reaching breaking point, Allah removes the parda of the unseen and Asiya sees her home in Jannat. She smiles. Fir'aun, that mal'oon, says, look at it, she's laughing when she's being tortured, she's gone mad. He did not know that Allah had shown her her home in Jannat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Khadija radiallahu anha is on her deathbed, he says to her, "Oh Khadija, give salams to your sokan. Give salams to my other wife." She says, "Oh Nabi of Allah, I am your only wife. Who must I give salams to?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to her, "Oh Khadija, Allah has made my nikah with Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun." That maqam and status, when they came onto this, that everything can go, but the order of Allah must not break. This is iman, my respected brothers. Today the shop has become important, the job has become important, the degree has become important, and we have forgotten what our purpose, what our task, what our mission is. This is why our elders are saying, aaj musalmano ke liye rone wale bahut hai. That today, to cry for the Muslims, there are many. Certain tragedy in certain place, drought in certain place, Muslims are having this problem, Muslims are having that problem, certain political problems. The heart shakes, the heart tremors, we start crying. Lekin Islam ke liye rone wale kohi nahi. But Allah's orders are being trampled upon. The orders of Allah are being broken. One by one, they have come out of our lives, come out of our societies. For this there is no one to cry. One salah, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if one salah is missed and its qaza is made, a person will go into Jahannam for 28,800,000 years. That is a reality. That doesn't make us cry. That doesn't affect us. Why the value for the order of Allah has come out? We will terminate on this incident. On the demise of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such conditions come over Medina Munawwara. That the Sahaba's minds are not working properly. People have become murtad. People are refusing to pay zakat. One order of Allah's zakat is being broken. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is made khalifa. Umar says to him, ta'allifin nas, ta'allifin nas. Oh Abu Bakr, take it easy with the people. Take it easy. Why? Because they had not yet recovered from the death of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But iman, what is iman? One night Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam is lying with the head, with his head in the lap of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. He's looking at the beautiful skies with millions of twinkling stars. She asks him, O Nabi of Allah, is there anyone in your ummah which has many nekis and good deeds as the number of stars? Without hesitation he says, O Aisha, it is Umar. She gets a shock. She was hoping the answer will be her father. And being a woman, she couldn't control herself. What about my father? What about Abu Bakr? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Oh Aisha, inna jami'a hasanati Umar ka hasanatin wahida min hasanati Abi Bakr. That all the good deeds of Umar is equal to one good deed of Abu Bakr. He said, if you put the iman of the whole ummah on one side and the iman of Abu Bakr on the other side, the iman of Abu Bakr will outweigh the iman of the whole ummah. Umar says, ta'allifin nas, take it easy. He strikes him on his chest. Ajabbarun fil jahiliyah, wa khawarun fil Islam. In jahiliyat you were a brave person, now in Islam you have become a coward. Sa'id al-mimbar, hamidallah, wa athna alayhi. Climbs onto the mimbar, gathers the sahaba, and he reads out the khutbah. Inna Allah ba'atha Muhammad, والحق كل شريد والإسلام غريب طريد قد رث حبله وقل أهله فجمعهم الله تعالى بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلهم الأمة الباقية الوسطى Wallahi, la abrahu aqumu bi amrillah wa ujahidu fi sabilillah hatta yuqtal minna shahidan fil jannah. Wallahi, law mana'uni iqalan mimma kanu yu'tuna rasulullah thumma aqbala ma'am al-hajar wal-shajar wal-madar wal-ins wal-jin lajahattuhum hatta talhaqa ruhi billah. He says, Allah send Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mankind was steeped in ignorance. There was no deen. People were in the depths of jahalat. Islam was weak. Islam was strange. Allah gathered mankind on the hands of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And an ummah was prepared. An ummah baqiyah. An ummah that would remain and establish the orders of Allah. Allah's qasam. Allah's qasam. I will continue to stand up by the order of Allah. And I will strive in, and we will strive in the path of Allah until those of us give up our lives for Allah's sake, and Allah will raise us as shuhada in Jannat. Allah's qasam, if they ask me to lessen from the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not the animal of zakat, but the rope by which the animal is tied, if this much is diminished from the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then they bring all the trees of this world, bring all the houses of this world, bring all the armies of this world, bring all the technologies of this world, every insan on this earth, every jinnat on this earth gathers together and forms one massive army, marches upon Medina Munawwara, asking us to accept that the rope of zakat should be diminished from the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I Abu Bakr alone will stand up against the whole mankind and every army and every government. وَالَّذِي لَوْ اِخْتَطَفَتْنِيَ الْذِعَابُ وَالْكِلَابُ. Let them come into Medina. Let them cut my body into pieces. Let the dogs and the wolves feed on my bodies. Let Medina be defenseless. Let the wives of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be slaughtered. وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ أَبِي بَكْرٍ بِيَدِهِ لَوْ جَرَّتِ الْكِلَابِ بِأَرْجُلِ أَزْوَاجِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. By the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Abu Bakr, let the wives of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be slaughtered one by one. I will tolerate that their bodies be dragged by the dogs of Medina through the streets of Medina. I will tolerate that one by one our bodies be cut into pieces till the animals feed over us. But I will not tolerate that one order of Allah should break, that the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be diminished by the extent of one rope. Hatta talhaqa ruhi billah, until my ruh goes back to Allah. This is iman. This is la ilaha illallah. Umar says, when we heard this, Sahaba understood Allah had opened the reality on Abu Bakr. We came out of our ghaflat and we understood this is what we were sent for. Min al-mu'mineen, rijal sadaqoo ma'ahadullah alayhi. There are only two jamaats in this ummah. These are the men, Allah says, from the believers, are men who have fulfilled the covenant with Allah. Two jamaats. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَزِرُ. They are those who have given their lives in the path of Allah for the sake of Allah's deen. And they are those who are waiting to give their lives. This is iman. They did not talk about the right of the wife and the right of the shop and the right of the job and the right of this and the right of that. Allah's qasam. They understood that greater than all this is the right of Allah and the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ummah was sent. That shop and that job and that degree and that dunya, which has become an obstacle and has caused us to see the orders of Allah being broken and to hear the orders of Allah being broken and caused us to sit back. Allah's qasam, tomorrow we will cry over that same shop and we will cry over that same job and we will cry over that same degree because la ilaha illallah demands hum Allah ke chahne wala hai. We belong to Allah. Hum Allah aur uske Rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam par mar mitne wale hai. We are those who will finish ourselves on Allah. This is the job of this ummah. This is the task of this ummah. My beloved brothers, come out of our ghaflat. Come out of our preconceived ideas. La ilaha illallah demands that until 100% the orders of Allah in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not alive in the whole ummah, till that time I will not rest. The only situation is between the slave and Allah. Stand up for the da'wat of deen and Allah will be with us. Allah will be with us. And if Allah is with us, nothing on this earth can stand in front of us. My respected brothers, I gave chilla, I didn't give chilla, I gave three chillas, I didn't give three chillas. Toba karo, forget about that. Make toba. Ya Allah, up till now, we have not desired you. We have desired our wives, we have desired the shop, we have desired the degrees, we have desired paise. Hum paise ke chahne wale hai, hum Allah ke chahne wala nahi bana. Oh Allah, we didn't want you. Oh Allah, we are making toba. What is the state of our namaz? What is the state of our amal? How are we going to go to the qabr in this condition? That is ourselves. What about the whole mankind? Ukhrijat linnas. You were taken out. You were selected. You were chosen. You were sent. Allah's qasam. Like salah is an order of Allah. And like zakat is an order of Allah. And like hajj is an order of Allah. That amal which will bring salah and will bring zakat and will bring hajj and has brought the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world, Allah's qasam, that amal is also an order of Allah. This is not the work of any jamaat. We have been sent for da'wat. Stand up. Tawbah in our hearts. Ya Allah, from now till I die, accept me. Accept me for the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For 4 months, only naqad. Naqad. Cash. For 4 months in the path of Allah. Bring alive the jazba of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. That ayun qasuddin wa ana hay. The deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be affected and I remain alive. It will never happen. See how Allah will give us in dunya and see how Allah will give us in akhirat.
MashaAllah, what's the name?
Four months. Naka. Stand up, more brothers, stand up. More of us.